fitting is always included. Book your appointment today. Visit hillarys.co.uk. But be quick. Extra 10% off everything ends the 17th of April. Conditions apply.
This is Classic FM with the latest news. Next.
Subway knows you love a good deal. So say hello to Sub Yay. Deals that will make you go, yay. Like 10% off your whole order, getting a meal deal upgrade, or buy one, get one free on a 6-inch. That's Sub Yay. Get a fresh deal every week exclusively on the Subway app. Subway, 60 years fresher than ever. See the Subway app for specific offer availability and T's and C's. Freshly prepared per order.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock. Heathrow's boss claims there would have been a risk of dangerous overcrowding if it hadn't shut for the day when a nearby substation fire caused a power cut. No flights could take off or land for more than 12 hours last month. The National Grid claims two other sites could have kept operations running. But Heathrow Chief Executive Thomas Voldby stands by the decision to shut.
The risk of having literally tens of thousands of people stranded at the airport where we would have nowhere to put them, we could not process them, would have been a disastrous scenario which we could not look into, and which, by the way, was also agreed by the airlines on the day.
Israel has announced plans to seize large areas of Gaza. Evacuation orders have been issued for the southern city of Rafah. The military is warning that soldiers will soon resume intense combat operations there. A 26-year-old man has been pulled alive from the rubble in Myanmar 5 days after a massive earthquake hit the country. More than 2,700 people are known to have died and thousands more are injured. The MP behind the assisted dying bill says it's come out from its committee stage in Parliament safer and more effective. The proposed legislation will head back to the Commons later this month after a 2-month scrutiny process. Kim Leadbeater, who's backing the bill, says it remains robust.
Every application will now be scrutinised by a multidisciplinary panel, a senior lawyer who could also be a High Court judge, a consultant psychiatrist, and a social worker. We've added further safeguards around identifying the offences that are made under the bill of dishonesty, coercion and pressure.
And tributes are being paid to the Hollywood actor Val Kilmer, who's died at the age of 65 of pneumonia. He played Batman in the 1990s and starred in Top Gun. Paramount Pictures says he made an indelible cinematic mark spanning genres and generations. And Classic FM weather, a dry day with lots of sunshine for many, remaining rather breezy, especially across England and Wales. Temperatures this afternoon up to 16 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon English.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Thank you so much, Simon. You are single-handedly building the stage on which our morning plays with his hourly apron. Splendid work, deserving of Mendelssohn.
Alexander Armstrong
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
The soothing technical skills of Víkingur Ólafsson. That's the opening movement of Galuppi's Piano Sonata No. 9. Beautiful. And before that, we heard Mendelssohn's Hebrides Overture, played by the London Symphony Orchestra, under the baton of John Elliott Gardiner. Well, good morning and welcome to Classic FM. I'm Alexander Armstrong. It's 11:15. Do get in touch this splendid morning. You can text me anytime and on any subject of your choosing on 61812. Anne Stiles has been in touch. Good morning, AA. Enjoying the music you're playing as my husband John and I prepare paintings for hanging at a future art exhibition in South Gloucestershire. Ooh, yes, that's fun. So lots of stepping back and gripping your chin as you look and think, no, no, that's got to move there. Oh, very good. Well, I hope you find you have the same opinions in terms of which piece should go where. Lovely to hear from you, and good luck with the exhibition. I shall shortly be playing another track from my album of the week featuring the peerless Pygmalion and Raphael Pichon performing Bach's B minor Mass. First, though, here's Elgar on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Elgar's Chanson du Matin number 2, and that was the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Vasily Petrenko. And that means, woohoo, it is time for another track from my lovely Classic FM album of the week. It is an excellent new recording of Bach's B minor Mass by the ensemble Pygmalion and their fantastic director, Raphael Pichon. Not only a stunning ensemble performance of the kind Pygmalion are getting a reputation for, but sumptuously recorded. It took place in April 2024 at the Cathédrale Notre-Dame du Liban in Paris. But listen to how well the mics have been placed. There is a clarity and an exactness to all the voices, and yet you still get a mighty oomph to the ensemble singing. So you can enjoy it as if you were sort of close hand, as well as perhaps sitting a few rows back. You can just enjoy this huge sonority. It's an unbelievably exciting release, this. If you don't yet know the Bach B minor Mass, I'd say this was the recording to fall in love with. Let's hear this lovely movement, the Cum Sancto Spiritu.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Thank you.
Catalan folk song El Noi de la Mare, played by Matthias Schulstadt. And just before that, Pygmalion's Cum Sancto Spiritu from the Bach B minor Mass. Raphael Pichon, fast becoming one of my great classical music heroes. Just an astonishing recording. I hope you enjoyed that every bit as much as I did. You are listening to Classic FM.
Thank you.
That is the third and final movement of Schubert's A major piano sonata, played by Paul Lewis. Well, in a moment, we should be hearing from Schumann's Kinderszenen and the finale of Dvorak's Cello Concerto, which, as you may know, I do particularly love. Meanwhile, here's word from Rittler about her programme later tonight on Classic FM.
Tonight, ease away the stresses of the day. Calm Classics with Rittler Shah. Peace, tranquility, and the most relaxing music. Listen tonight from 10. Ask your smart speaker to play Classic FM.
Classic FM.
That was the Minuets 1 and 2 from Rameau's Concert numéro 6, Les Talents Lyriques, conducted by Christophe Rousset. You're listening to Classic FM. Time for Bernstein. Thank you.
Alexander Armstrong
on Classic FM.
Tiffany Poon playing Robert Schumann's Kindersänen, the first movement of those. And before that, we heard Daniel Hope with the Zurich Chamber Orchestra playing Leonard Bernstein's Maria. Christine in Somerset, a very good morning to you. Good morning, Alexander. My radio crackled just as you gave the answer to today's clue. Please, can you repeat it? Love your show. Well, thank you very much indeed, Christine. It's lovely to hear from you. And I'm so sure. Isn't that annoying? Right at the moment you needed it. Beale was the answer today. Beale. Mm-hmm. Now, the cello concerto was one of only two works Dvorak composed during his last year in New York. The cellist and composer Victor Herbert was Dvorak's unwitting muse, because Dvorak went to a performance of Herbert's second cello concerto. And after the performance, Dvorak is said to have gone backstage, thrown his arms around Herbert and exclaimed, "Splendid, splendid!" Dvorak especially liked Herbert's brilliant use of the cello's upper registers, which until then, Dvorak had felt rather weak and limited. In fact, the cello as an instrument, he felt, wasn't really up to much. In this triumphant finale, you can hear how much he's changed his tune on that.
Thank you.
It's like a butterfly emerging from its chrysalis. It's just so wonderful that, no finale like it. The third and final movement of Dvorak's cello concerto. Elisa Weilerstein, our soloist there, with the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra, taking us up to news and weather time. In the next hour, well, how's this for a slice of spring? Beethoven's Symphony No. 6. We can hear three movements of that. And Butterworth's The Banks of Green Willow. There we are, coming in a moment, after the news and weather, on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Experience the incredible true story of Welsh icon Richard Burton.
Mr. Burton, I want to be an actor.
On his journey to become one of the greatest actors of all time.
This is the chance to establish yourself as a classical actor in the most prestigious theatre in the world.
Starring BAFTA winner Toby Jones, Leslie Manville and Harry Lawty.
Make something of yourself.
In cinemas April 4th. Find tickets at mrburtonfilm.co.uk.
Interactive Investor has an ISA to suit you. whether you prefer to manage it yourself or have our experts do it for you. And with awards like the Times Money Mentor's Best Stocks and Shares ISA and a rating of excellent on Trustpilot, we really don't need a fancy orchestral jingle to convince you. Because the choice is obvious. Search Interactive Investor. Investment values can go down as well as up. You could get back less than you invest.
Keeping your smile healthy. At Darwood & Tanner, it's our sole purpose and absolute obsession. Whether you're missing a single tooth or many teeth, our streamlined patient journey, world-class dental practitioners, and advanced implant technology will get you smiling again quicker, more comfortably, and in the least invasive way. Darwood & Tanner. For our most comprehensive, tailored, and complete dental implant treatment, visit darwoodandtanner.co.uk.
That was the garage, and it's going to take a bit more than we thought to get the car back on the road.
Well, all the more reason to get this box off to Vintage Cash Cow then, eh?
Who knows about these spoons?
At Vintage Cash Cow, we've helped thousands of people sell their old and unwanted items in one easy go.
That was Vintage Cash Cow on the phone. That bracelet was gold, you know.
Ah, good to get the old girl back on the road.
Cheeky.
Text Vintage to 60777 to get your free postage pack.
Marking 80 years since victory in Europe, enjoy up to 50% off selected subscriptions at Find My Past. Find your relatives in the 1939 Register, a vast wartime document. Then delve deeper to discover them keeping calm and carrying on. Visit findmypast.co.uk/VEday and claim up to 50% off today. Your family history understood. Offer ends 21st of April. Terms and conditions apply.
Here at Pets in a Pickle, our name has caused some confusion. We've had people asking us what pickles we recommend. And a lovely lady looking for a pickle costume for her pet. But they've all been barking up the wrong tree. We actually offer simple, fuss-free pet insurance policies for cats and dogs, including unlimited access to video consultations with First Vet. So, for pet insurance policies as unique as they are, visit petsinapickle.co.uk. For actual pickles, try the supermarket.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at midday. It's estimated more than 25,000 UK car manufacturing jobs could be at risk if Donald Trump presses ahead with plans for import tariffs. Ministers are under pressure to secure an economic deal, with the US president due to announce measures tonight. The Shadow Communities Secretary, Kevin Hollenrake, has told Classic FM the tariffs will be damaging for the UK.
Bad for business is bad for jobs. The storm will pass. But it's not, you know, we've got to make sure we are doing our best to negotiate a good deal for the UK. I'm not sure Keir Starmer is the best person to